Well, welcome to Abiding the Lord, Following Jesus. You and I are going to begin our second lesson together. We're going to look and turn at Luke chapter 5 at the first 11 verses. So why don't you open up your Bibles, let's follow on together as we read, starting at verse 1. It tells us that, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, they stood by a lake. He saw two boats standing by that lake, and there were fishermen had gone from them, and they were washing their nets. So he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Simon Peter saw it and fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid, for from now on you will catch men.' And so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him." Let me say that again. They forsook all and followed him. This is an amazing event in several men's lives that really transformed them. You and I, abiding in the Lord, following Jesus. This is the very moment when the Lord is calling some men to follow him. And let me tell you, in the same way, he calls us to follow him. I mean, some amazing moments and principles that jump out at us. And if you look at it, starting at verse 1, we see that there is a crowd called a multitude, literally pressing in. There's so many right now that Jesus literally needs to get into the boat to kind of pull away from the crowd so that all can hear him and see him. And following that time of teaching, and it's kind of interesting, I was thinking about these guys have been out all night fishing. And now the rabbi, Jesus, starts teaching. Can you imagine how hard it might have been for them to stay awake? I mean, they had been working so hard for an entire night, and I would imagine pretty frustrated. They were pretty overwhelmed by the fact they caught nothing. And now, having heard this, I'm sure, amazing message, Jesus says, okay, let's go ahead and let's push out and keep working, if you will. Now, I love Simon, who is Peter. His name hasn't changed yet. Is basically declaring to him, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And then they had this amazing response. Look what happened. They caught so many fish that their boat was literally sinking. Here's what you and I can learn. First of all, when we're obedient to God, when we follow him, even when it might not seem the right thing, if you will, in terms of human understanding. I mean, it wasn't a practical thing to go fishing in the morning. You go fishing at night. Yet in obedience, they listened to the Lord. They went out and look what happened. They were blessed, if you will, literally out of their boat. And what an exciting thing that happens to us, that when you and I are willing to follow the Lord and be obedient to what he brings to us by way of instruction, here's what I've learned. You will be blessed. May not be exactly as you might anticipate. I would imagine these men would not have anticipated such a blessing. But look at the response. They were not only blessed, but they were really humbled by this. Simon Peter saw this amazing and literally fell down at the feet of Jesus. And he declares, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." I mean, you have to realize this isn't like Peter saying, "Get away from me, Jesus, like I can't be around you." This is a moment of revelation. What he's really saying is, wow, what am I doing here with you, the Lord God? Now, he may not realize at the moment, but this amazing miracle had happened, and he's saying, wow, how is it that I can even be here? I'm just a fisherman. And he's declaring to him, Lord, why are you even hanging out with me? I mean, I'm Simon. I'm not the best guy to hang out with. Matter of fact, you might even soil your reputation. Depart from me. And what a humble statement. And Peter's recognizing that something absolutely is amazing happening. Sometimes we don't realize what's going on. God may be doing something so amazing at a moment in your life, and it just catches you off guard. This is what's happening with Peter. He's being caught off guard. But I want you to catch one very important truth. Not only was Peter, but obviously John, his brother James, are all there. I want you to see something. They didn't choose Jesus. Jesus chose them. The truth of it is that we might not feel we're worthy. And yet, let me tell you something. I know in my life, I am not worthy. There's no doubt in my mind that I would not have chosen this life. I would not have thought myself worthy to do anything of what I have been doing over these past 30 plus years. But that doesn't matter because God chose me, just like God chooses you. You know, that tells us in 1 Peter that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. Why? That you may proclaim the praise of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Here's what I want you to hear from God. God might be speaking to you right now today. Push back out. Throw down your nets. And you're going, why? This doesn't make sense. But God says, follow me. Do something that might be a little bit out of the box for you, and let's see what's going to happen. Let me tell you, when you follow God and you commit your life to Him, when you abide in the Lord and you listen and you push out, it might be a little bit weird or uncomfortable, but you start bringing in so much a blessing, like all of these fish, it literally blows you out of the boat. And some of us need to get out of the boat. Some of us need to come to that new place where God has called us and realize that God wants to do something. Just like the scripture says, listen, who is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. In other words, God is able to do more than you could ever imagine. I want you to get ready to let God do more than you could imagine. I would like you and I to abide in the Lord and follow Jesus and let Him blow us out of the boat. You and I obediently following Him, and remember something. God chose you. You did not choose God. And there's a difference in that. God knew you, the Word says, even before you were formed in your mother's womb. He has destined you. He has created you for an amazing divine purpose. And I hope you would find amazing encouragement and strength knowing that God has chosen you.